Don't blame ethanol. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. U.S. agricultural officials continue to insist that ethanol is not the prime cause of current world food problems. Gary Crawford has more.
Food riots in Egypt, Africa, and in Haiti. We've been hearing a lot lately about these kinds of happenings as the prices of basic farm commodities have risen and food prices globally have climbed by over 40% in just the last year. The question is why? Some have focused on the increasing use of corn to make ethanol in this country and the mandates to increase that over the next few years. And the debate on that has reached epic proportions. In a congressional hearing the other day, experts on both sides squared off.
The diversion of corn to ethanol in this country is having a significant impact, not just on food prices in this country, but globally.
Ethanol is not the primary factor in food price increases.
We need corn-based ethanol as a bridging strategy. It is not the primary cause for rising food prices or shortages.
We think Congress should reduce our reliance on food as an energy feedstock.
And so it goes. The other day, the Agriculture Department came into the fray.
Only 3% of the more than 40% increase we have seen in world food prices this year is due to the increased demand on corn for ethanol.
It's important to take into account a lot of other things that are going on outside of the biofuel sector.
Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer first there, and then at the end, the USDA's chief economist, Joe Glauber. He says, first, demand among many nations like India and China is up as the world economy grows. Second, the weather last season not kind to many crops around the world. That, plus soaring energy prices, was sending food prices up anyway. Meanwhile, officials here continue to say ethanol from corn is not the main cause of that problem. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And according to the American Coalition for Ethanol, ethanol in America's gasoline supply saved drivers more than $100 million over the three-day Memorial Day weekend. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.